We now head to Steve Willits, who has got some Glacier Peak, Montlake Terrace from Sound Live Sports Network. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Great, Dick. How are you doing?
Doing great. Wesco basketball. It's been fun to watch this year. Montlake Terrace and Glacier Peak. Tell us about it.
Yeah, a ton of parity in this league this year. And on any given night, these teams just, any of them seem to be able to play with the others. And had a great game tonight. Glacier Peak, who is really fighting for their playoff life right now. They're in a tie with Shorewood coming into the night for third place, which is vital because if you end up in that number four spot, you have to play into the district tournament. And Glacier Peak came out on fire. They took it right to the Metlake Terrace Hawks, who are second in that division right now in Wesco 3A South. It was 16-7 late in the first quarter. Zach Hatch had 2 3-pointers. Bobby Martin, the sophomore, had 8 points. And the Grizzlies were up to a nice 9-point lead. Hawks come back a little bit in the second quarter behind their leading scorer this year, Derek Anima. He gets 6 in the second period. It cuts that deficit down to 29-25. And then the Metlake Terrace Hawks, which we've seen them do so many times this year, they come alive in the second half. They outscored Glacier Peak 16-5 in the third quarter. Shimron Massey, a 6'3" senior, he puts up 8 points in that quarter. Kyrie Armstead, the sophomore, had 2 blocks and 2 steals. Hawks take a 7-point lead into the fourth quarter. Goes back and forth a little bit. They got the lead up as high as 9. Glacier Peak comes back, and they get it down to a 2-point game. Seaver Southard for Glacier Peak scores 12 of his 17 in that fourth quarter. But the story tonight was a guy by the name of Daniel Johnson. He plays for Metlake Terrace. Coming into the night, he averaged 3.6 points per game. He had 10 of his 20 points in the fourth quarter, by far and away his season high, which was 8 going into the game. Johnson has 16 points total in the second half. Metlake Terrace pulls away with the pulls off a 61-58 victory. And in another game that took place up here tonight, Linwood upset Shorewood 61-59. Which basically means Metlake Terrace's magic number to clinch the number 2 seed coming out of the South Division. The magic number is 1 with 3 games left, so they're in pretty good shape now. Glacier Peak and Shorewood still tied for 3rd with that Shorewood loss, so they've got some big games coming up down the stretch, but exciting basketball at Metlake Terrace tonight.
So Glacier Peak and Shorewood, are they still fighting for one playoff spot?
Well, really, it's one playoff spot that will get you an assurance spot in the tournament. That would give you the 3rd seed, which gets you into the districts. The 4th seed team in the South is going to have to play the number 4 in the North. The winner of that game, the play-in game, will go on to play what looks like will be Edmonds Woodway in the first round, an Edmonds Woodway team that's ranked in the state right now. So really, you don't want that number 4 seed if you can avoid it. Glacier Peak did beat Shorewood or swept them this year 2-0, so they do have the edge. But both teams have a tough schedule coming up, so it'll be interesting here over the next week or so.
And it appears both in the North, like in the South, there's the 3 teams, and then kind of the have-nots. I mean, you got Stanwood and Everett and Marysville-Pilchuck, all significantly above 500, and then you've got Edmonds Woodway, Shorecrest, and Montlake Terrace in the South.
Well, it got a little interesting in the North tonight, in that Arlington went into the night looking like they were going to battle for that second, third, and fourth spot with Pilchuck and Everett. And then Arlington turned around and they lost to Oak Harbor 62-61. Oak Harbor's first win of the year in the conference, which really isn't much of a surprise when you look at the scores between all of the teams in that North, excluding Stanwood. Stanwood seems to be blowing out all of those teams. We've had multiple overtime games or games that have come down to the very last possession this year. So really all 4 or 5 of those teams have been battling it out, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. Right now it's Pilchuck in second. Everett's a half game behind them, and Arlington's a full game behind them. So it's anybody's guess right now who's going to get that second, third, and fourth spot. It's been an interesting year for those teams. I mean, Stanwood, again, they stand out head and shoulders above the rest, but the other teams are all kind of scrunched together, and I think it's going to come down to the final game of the season.
No, it'll be a lot of fun. Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you for covering it for us.
Anytime, Dick.